This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For extraordinary diamonds and customer service, visit Mark's in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. What grade would you give the Eagles offseason? A, B, C, or D? What do you think the
what do we get?
Great Twitter voters have given?
Oh, A!
They definitely win B.
You're right there. What do you think the percentage is?
Let's go 70% B.
Yeah, 63.5%
okay.
B. Okay. Now, here's the question. Were there more people that gave an A or a C?
Ooh.
So there is 37% left that you're working
right.
with.
I would say more people gave a C.
No.
No?
No.
There's more people gave an A?
One out of every 23.1% out of one out of every four people gave them an A.
No. No.
That's tough, man.
Yeah.
And they,
we didn't add. I mean,
I want all those people to call and explain your A.
They yes. added the best line, free agent linebacker in the class. What are you talking about?
Oh, Zach Bond.
Zach Bond. Yes.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. They brought him back. Yeah.
Come on. All right. Before we get back to the phones, so Devin Booker. Phoenix Suns player, good player, shooting guard. I should really enjoy watching Devin Booker. Signed a contract extension, 2 years, $145 million.
Damn!
So Devin Booker, you know, it's the max that he can sign for is 72.5 a year.
Damn.
72.5 a year for Devin Booker, who is a good player. We would say what is probably the 14th or 15th or...
He's a top player, 20 player. Yeah.
Top 20 player.
Yeah.
Paolo Banchero signed a rookie extension that will average nearly $60 million per year.
Mm.
And Chet Holmgren, who is like the fifth best player on the Thunder, fourth. He's definitely behind SGA and Jalen Williams.
Yeah.
He signed an extension, 5 years, $250 million.
Ooh.
So $50 million a year for Chet Holmgren, $60 million a year for Paolo Banchero, $70 million a year for Devin Booker. I feel like I am morphing into my old guy, you know, where you start saying, these numbers are crazy.
Yeah.
I actually don't think in, maybe in football they can continue. Basketball, this is like the last gasp. Because they signed that one big last TV deal. I don't know if they're going to do it again. I was just like, $70 million a year? I mean, God bless him. I'm not hating on him for getting it. It just does, something seems out of whack for sports that are getting smaller. When I see, last thing, baseball's been better over the last few years. It's certainly smaller than it was 25 years ago, you know? And, you know, Soto signing a $700 million contract. Same thing with Ohtani. And basketball, which is definitely, NBA, definitely getting smaller every year.
Yeah.
$70 million a year. It's just something seems out of whack with the numbers, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I guess they are, these TV deals are so lucrative. They got to divide the pie up somehow. So if you're giving the players, I don't know if the players 50, are getting 50,
about 50%. 50,
if it's 50-50, that's a big chunk. When you talk about 50% of what, I'm just throwing numbers, $25 billion.
Yeah, whatever that number is.
And you got to divide that up. And not only that, you're talking, what, 12 players?
15 on a roster.
15 on a roster. Yeah. And you're probably paying five of them big money. Like,
yes.
Like it's about five of them are getting paid the big money.
The Sixers, it's three.
Three of them.
It's, yeah. If you
right, the Sixers only got three, yeah.
Three big money players.
Yeah, so I'm assuming those guys on the top end... They, in other words, they got a floor they got to reach. So the money has to be spent somewhere.
Yeah, I just look at it and think about...
And I totally disagree with it, but they got to divide it up somehow. Somebody has to get it, and they don't want to give it back to the owners.
Well, it's just sort of like, to me, if I saw the finals teams, and I saw how many players each of those teams had, those teams had a lot of players.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean. Like a
I
lot
know
of
what you're
guys,
saying. Yeah.
That were in the rotation that could play in the finals.
Yep, they played a lot of guys. Yep.
If I'm looking at this, I'm saying if the cap is $140 million and I'm paying Devin Booker more than half the cap, he ain't worth. Like this is, I don't know. I just feel like those middle guys might be worth more, and the best guys, this whole sort, I think the NBA has screwed up in having this individual max.
Yep.
Because what happens is the player just goes, well, that's what I...
Yep.
And the team is so scared of losing them. I almost think if they had a cap and they didn't have the individual maxes, like some of these top players wouldn't be getting this. The top players would. Top seven players would. But the 17th best player in the NBA would not.
Yeah, I agree with you. You hit on something important. The teams are afraid to lose the player.
Right.
Like that's what it is. And there are so many teams out there that don't have a Devin Booker, right? He's going to be able to go find that money somewhere else if you don't want to pay him. But for a team like Phoenix, who has traded away Kevin Durant, right? You got rid of Chris Paul a couple years ago. You got rid of your number one pick, DeAndre Ayton. I'm thinking about all the players that was there for their finals run against Milwaukee. And you brought in a guy like Bradley Beal. Like you don't have anything else on that team.
By the way, Bradley Beal also making $60+ million.
Yes.
And they're about to cut him.
Yes. Yeah, the NBA, man, it's I can see why people have grown tired of the league per se. Some of it is the money, the entitlement of the players. And if you're a player and you're getting this type of money, how do you not feel some sense of entitlement?
Sure. And how do you have, like, the same urgency to win?
Why would you play?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Like, like, $70 million a year, that is – I never thought I'd see the day athletes make this type of money. Like, this $70 million, I could be wrong, but it feels like that's twice as much as the salary cap we had as a team
for
back
the whole
in
2004.
Yeah, for the whole team.
Well, I remember when Mike Schmidt was the top player in baseball, there was a cover of Sports Illustrated about how crazy salaries had gotten in baseball, and Mike Schmidt was at the top, and it was $2
million. It was just $2
million. Two.
Man.
And they were like,
long
man,
way away
these
from
salaries.
That.
Yeah,
a long way from that $2
million.
Man.
215.
God bless him, though. God bless him.
Well, yeah, good for him.
I was born too early.
Travis in California. And 4 inches too short.
4 inches too short, yeah.
Travis in California, you're on WIP. What's up, Travis?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What's up, guys? How's it going?
What's up, Travis?
So just about the Phillies thing, when you guys are talking about a bat or an arm.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, that whole article from Gilb with Poisson saying nobody in tight like Dombrowski, that freaking, I don't know, that made me like laugh, but it also annoyed me at the same time because I'm just like, dude, you guys need to freaking move on. I feel like they're stuck in the past because he hasn't done anything at a deadline since he's been here. But
yeah, they're looking at the Dombrowski of the previous iteration of Dombrowski. Yeah. He hasn't been that way here.
Yeah, exactly. But he does have a chance to redeem himself now. I'm kind of stuck in the middle, to be honest. They kind of don't really have a choice but to do both. But like, ideally, Dave did his job in the offseason and added a bat or an arm that was actually good, and then we wouldn't need to add both. But personally, I mean, it's kind of hard. I do lean one way, but if you get a bat and then you don't have arms to hold the leads that you might get, or if you get a lockdown closer, like you might not
can't score runs.
Have a lead to use in it.
Yeah.
So it's tough. I lean towards a bat, I guess, because of how badly they've collapsed offensively three straight postseasons. And I also don't want to watch Bryce get pitched around again with Bohm behind him, because like, I might freaking explode if I have to watch that for the fourth straight year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, but by the way, exactly. by the way, Bryce could solve a little bit of that by hitting second.
Yeah, exactly. Schwarber should be hitting behind him. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know why. He was
however they do it, they yeah. gotta do that.
Yeah, definitely. But I'm not really sure who the bat is that they would get. I'm not sure there's any real difference making bats available. The ideal situation obviously would be like Stephen Kwan and Emmanuel Clase, but I don't know if they'd even be able to do both. I don't know if they'd want to give up that much. But just tell me what you guys think of this. Personally, I feel like maybe they should take a chance and buy low on Luis Robert. I know they've been interested in him before, and now his value is as low as it's ever been. And you guys just, like, no one can convince me that if he gets taken out of that horrible organization in Chicago and thrown into a playoff race with a sold-out stadium at CBP on a nightly basis, that it would not fire him up and get him going. And even if for whatever reason it doesn't get him, like, fully back to, like, the great version of him he's seen, I'm pretty confidently can say he could probably hit 250 and be an actual threat behind Bryce to pop one, unlike Alec Bohm.
Well, but to be clear, the Luis Robert you're talking about existed for one season.
Yeah, but I he's just a guy that I feel like he has so much potential, and I feel like he's just in Chicago and there's freaking two fans in the stands. Like,
yeah,
the vibes there are obviously terrible. I think if you put him in a big market, a place that's sold out every single night, basically going for a ring, I feel like it's impossible for him not to get fired up. Because like right now,
or he could hit 185 here, and everybody could hate him.
That is also true.
Yeah,
but, like,
yeah.
You don't know until you try. But I feel like he won't cost as much as he would have cost the last couple years, because they probably kept saying like, oh no, he's like that good version of him. But now it's been like multiple years in a row where he's been not great. So I'm assuming his value is pretty low. So I'd like to take a chance on someone like him, and then maybe add a guy like Ramon Laureano, or like Jack mentioned earlier, Ref Snyder. Both guys, they hit lefties pretty well. They have some pop. And then like both of those guys shouldn't cost too much. And then you could still use the top guns for a package like Griffin Jacks and Jaron Duran or whatever the case may be.
Yeah.
That way you're fixing the bullpen problem and then hopefully the offensive problem as well, or at least giving them a fighting chance. And if they did do that, I don't think any fans would be upset, even if things did go south in October, because like they actually tried.
They tried. Yeah. I think they got to try. I think they have to be. Thank you for the call, Travis. I think they have to be able to tell the fans that they actually.
Yeah.
The Luis Robert thing, he's hitting a .185.
Yeah, I know.
He hit 200 last year.
Yeah, he's just tough, so enticing, man. Though.
Tough.
And the power's not even there.
If you can get him for nothing, though,
yeah.
Still
for
plays
nothing.
Great defense and can steal a bag. Like, at least there's a shot. He's not my first target, but if you can get him for almost. Like, bring Cone's and a double-A pitcher or something.
And by the way, players have hit well in empty ballparks before. Like, I get it.
Yeah,
that's not legitimate.
Yeah. I mean, like, I'm trying to think of the So, like, Crochet left. He's been awesome for the Red Sox.
Yep.
There's a guy named Andrew Vaughn, who was our first-round pick a couple years ago. He's hitting well so far for the Brewers. So, I mean, they are definitely a dumpster fire.
Yeah.
But
he probably wants to be out of there.
I think he's wanted to be out of there for a little bit.
Yeah. Well, and the rumors probably drive him crazy that there's been opportunity and they haven't bid
Again,
on it yet.
He's not my first target, but like, if you can get him for almost nothing, I would still take a shot on it.
So a bit of sad news to report. Former Phillies manager Lee Elia. So Lee Elia was manager of the Phillies late 80s, what, 87, 88, something like that. Mm-hmm. And he was 87 years old. Who reported? Where did that come from?
Everyone. The Phillies put a PR statement out and everything.
Okay. Yeah. Lee Elia, now it was not a great time in Phillies baseball, but is remembered well for a press conference rant that was one of the filthier press conference rants of all time.
Not arable.
No, but it's arable with the bleeps,
with
right?
With the bleeps, yeah.
So,
although there is two in the system, and the one had them all still in there.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I was like, how's it even in the system?
Probably shouldn't be. Yeah, like the MC Hammer one with the Ryan Howard home run in it.
Yeah, that seems like an old production.
Yeah, so here is the famous Lee Elia rant.
What am I supposed to do? Go out there and let my players get destroyed every day and be quiet about it for the nickel dime people to show up? The mother don't even work. That's why they're out at the game. They only go out and get a job and find out what it's like to go out there and earn a living. 85% of the world's working. The other 15 come out here.
Wow.
That was Spike.
Sound like me to Anthony yesterday.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. We had some between Fugosi and Elia,
right.
And Dallas Green doesn't have a rant like that, but it was a spicy character, you know.
I've heard about the Fugosi one.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
The South Philly.
Legendary.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes.
Wasn't that Glenn that asked him that question?
So it was Howard that broke the story, because what happened, my dad. So
yeah.
What happened was
only one Howard.
Yes. Well, he said it not privately, but he said it to reporters.
Okay.
That people that listen to WIP were people from South Philly that sleep with their sisters.
Something like that.
That line
effect,
was.
Yes.
But then it was Glenn who, you know, they said he wasn't going to answer any questions about it, and Glenn asked.
Oh, he asked him. Yeah.
So how's the team? Right. That was his question.
Yes.
Back when
managers had personalities like that.
What was his other manager's name? Lee Elios?
Elia.
Elia?
E-L-I-A. Lee Elia.
If you go watch the full Cubs rant, it's on YouTube. Because they're getting blown out, and they're playing day games all the time in Chicago.
Sure.
And he had enough.
Yeah.
He had enough.
I could tell.
Yeah.
He was not happy. Can you imagine somebody did that now?
Oh, my God.
Fired immediately.
Yeah.
PR statements. Yeah.
Unless it was the head coach of the Lions, I feel like
Dan Campbell would get
away with it. And by the way, that is the way it is at Wrigley Field. The frustrating thing about Wrigley Field is that it's always full, but you get the sense, if you've ever been there, you get the sense that nobody's really watching the game, that everybody's just partying at Wrigley Field.
Sure. So. That was the day partying place, right? They never played night games.
Yep.
The beer snakes with the cups, they try to get it all the way up the stands.
Oh, no, I don't think I ever saw the beer snake.
Yeah, so they put all the plastic cups and make it like a long snake.
Oh.
And they try to see how big they can make it to get it up the stands.
Jeff in Wilmington, you're on WIP. What's up, Jeff?
What's up? I can vouch for Jerry the Truck Horn guy's claims to fame with baseball and actually graduating college.
Really? You saw Jerry play? Oh, right, you're buddies with him.
Yeah. No, he's actually my brother, dude. He's like 18 months younger than me.
Is your brother?
Yes.
I don't think I knew that. Maybe I did. He was a good baseball player.
I know. He was a little bit better than me. I played junior college level. He played 4 years. I think Wilmington College was NAIA back then, so it's not like equivalent to Division
II,
maybe Division. Yeah. He was good.
Yeah.
So my guy, our guy, Jack. Put the hammer down on that little junk drawer hammer, Jodic hammer.
A junk drawer hammer.
Yeah, you know, the little one.
The little one, yeah. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yep.
So he did what we hoped he would. He threw strikes.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And I'm surprised that it only took 30 pitches for 8 outs.
Yeah.
That's pretty good, man.
Yeah.
That's almost as impressive as 22 strikes out of 30 pitches.
Yeah. He only had two two-ball counts, And I really think now this was the key to everything was Jack coming out and throwing strikes in the beginning. Because what that made Joe DeCamera do in at-bat number two is swing the bat. He swung it. We had a one-pitch out at-bat for the second out and a two-pitch at-bat for the third out. And that first inning being that easy, a 6-7-pitch first inning, it put especially when we found out later that Jack only had 5 pitches left in his arm, ended up being really key.
Hanging on by a thread.
Now, look, this has all been so much fun, and I say all these things in fun, but Joe reminded me of the rich kid when you were playing Little League that had the batting coach. The parents paid for all the lessons. He had all the equipment.
He had the shin guard on.
Yeah.
What is that about? How many times is he hitting that he needs the shin guard?
Well, Jeff, the best part was when he switched to left hand, he kept the shin guard on his left leg, so it was on his back leg.
Is the full YouTube video out yet?
No.
I think it's live now.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
There it is.
All right. Well, I know what I'm doing during the break. Yeah.
Now, like Chuck said, Jack, just end it. Just, you know.
End it. Yep.
Just end it.
Absolutely. All right, Jeff. Thank you for the call. Wow. How shocking. Jerry Truckhorn guy, actually a good baseball player at one point.
Yeah.
You think you could strike him out 5 times in 8 at bats, Jack?
No, probably not. Yeah. So now this video is 24 minutes long.
What?
Tucker, what did he do? Get the pregame too? He got the pregame.
Well, I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Izzo from FAN yesterday reached out to me and he's like, there needs to be a documentary about this whole thing. And it seems like there
Tucker
is.
Tucker put one out.
Yeah, it seems like there is.
Look at premium content from WIP.
Wow. So it is live on the WIP YouTube page now. Jack, what is coming up in the top 5 at 5?
Come on, man.
What?
Funniest things that happened yesterday.
Of course,
All right. There we go. Funniest things that happened yesterday. That is coming up next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.